You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Decibel Meter Podcast with Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camaro.
All right, we're back once again, bringing you all the rock and roll that's going to make your life so much better. This is the Decibel Geek Podcast. My name is Aaron Camaro, joined as always by my hard rocking friend, Chris Sinzak. You ready to show the world why radio sucks?
As always.
Heck yeah, man. You guys know the story. We started this podcast a long time ago. Why'd we do it? Because we love rock and roll. We love to talk about rock and roll. We like to talk about the legends. We like to talk about brand new bands coming out. And it used to be a thing when we were kids where you would have something called radio for this sort of thing, you know, where you'd find out about new music coming out and you'd find out about new bands. But those days are long gone and we all know it. What has taken its place? Podcasting. And when it comes to rock and roll, we take our jobs here at the Decibel Geek very seriously when we want to say that radio sucks, but we're here to step in and show you what it should be like, and we promise you we're going to do that today.
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of cool stuff picked this week, and some older bands, some newer bands, so it's kind of a good mix of stuff, and definitely stuff you're not going to hear on the radio.
Most definitely. We're doing our jobs, doing the Lord's work right here on Decibel Geek. But before we get to all that, we got to take care of our business. And you know us. We love them. We just can't live without them. We're always begging for more. Give it to us good. Talking about reviews and recommendations. We love to get them from Facebook. We like to get them on the Podchaser. We love to get them as Apple Podcast reviews. We'll take them any way you want to give them to us. Put them the 5 stars on there. Makes us real happy. And we want to read them on the show. But we can't read them on the show because we don't have any reviews.
In fairness, it's been very short amount of time since we recorded last, so I'll give people time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But we did have a good time the last time we did record. We know a lot of people enjoyed it, so we're going to give everyone a chance to soak it in. I know we're putting out more content than ever before with our new noise episodes and, you know, trying to keep them coming for you. You know, we know you guys love it a lot. And if you do and you appreciate all we're doing for you, it's so simple. Go to podchaser.com. Go to your Apple Podcast reviews. Go wherever you leave your reviews for podcasts. Give us a Facebook recommendation if you're on there. And that's all we ask. You know, give us 5 stars. Tell us what you love about the show. And we'll read it right here at the beginning of an episode. We love to do it. And it kind of bums us out when we don't have any. So keep them coming. We love them a lot.
Yeah, and we both have egos and we need them stroked, so get on it.
They're so small. Help us grow them a little, you know?
Exactly.
Only you can nourish our egos.
There's a lot of inflation going on. Let's have an inflation of reviews, please.
That's right. That would be awesome. All right, man. Last week we had a lot of fun. We did what we love to do more than just about anything, and that's prove that rock and roll is still alive and well with young and upcoming bands that still have the spirit of the stuff that we worship. And we proved it again last week. All kinds of great new bands.
Yeah, Fresh Blood came off real well. You got some love from some of the bands, too, that we played. And we always love turning you guys on to new stuff. And it was a lot of fun. We're going to keep doing more in the future. There's always good new music being made. And even some of my picks for the Radio Sucks today could have been Fresh Blood picks. So that's how much great new stuff is out there.
Got a lot of great response on our Facebook page where we posted that original post that said that episode was out. A lot of people love the bands we picked, had somebody point out to us that, you know, we thought with Wicked Smile that was the first time you and I have ever doubled up on a pick. Mm-hmm. Not true.
Oh, really?
Actually, back when the latest Judas Priest album came out, we both picked it as number one album of the year that year. So, Wicked Smile in pretty good company right there with Judas Priest.
Yeah, and I keep listening to that record. I really, really like it.
Good deal. So, you guys know the score. If you want to keep rock and roll alive, support those bands. As a matter of fact, we're going to give you a bunch more bands today you should be checking out with new music coming your way. So, we want to thank everybody that takes time to leave us reviews, leave us recommendations, become Decibel Geek VIPs on Patreon with us, that follow us on the Facebook, that comment in the Decibel Geek community, and most of all, the people that share the episodes. Because when you're sharing the episodes, whether it be on Facebook or it's on Twitter, you're helping us get the word out to the people that need to know that even though radio sucks, there's something called podcasts, and there's good ones out there that will give you what you need when it comes to your knowledge on current rock and roll. That's us. You can help us spread the word. The party gets bigger. More people are saved by rock and roll because of you, me, Chris, and the whole team that makes this thing go round and round every single week. But I tell you this, the other reason you want to do it is because when you do, there's a list that's compiled. That's right. A list of honorable, wonderful people that want to help out Decibel Geek. And when that list is combined, Chris gathers them up, puts them together, and we honor those people as Geeks of the Week.
Geeks of the Week this week are Adam Cox, Rock and Ron Runyon, Kristen Schimbeck, David Cathy, Brent Tibbetts, John Phillips, David Glenn, and Obscuria Podcast, Shay Hargett, Sit and Spin with Joe, Rivet Skull, Mark Alden Taylor, Mark and Jerry BS Sessions, Freeform Rock Podcast, Mike Barnell, Aaron Baker, Simon Catt, Jeffrey Mendenhall, James J. McElhenney, Hakon Bergstad, Doug Fox, Kevin's on Fire, Eladio, Keith Rockford, Vet Halen, Will Honeycutt, Joseph Capone, Scott Crouch, and as always, the Mooger Fooger.
Oh, we nailed it that time. I love it. Those are our people, man, our best friends in the entire world, the ones that get out there and help us spread the word about what we got going on right here at Decibel Geek. We love you, we honor you, and we thank you. Before we get rocking on this, I think we got to tell everybody we got a big party coming their way real soon.
Yeah, we're doing an awesome show at Bowie's Nashville, Saturday, July 23rd. It's going to be Power Slave, the Iron Maiden Experience, and our good friends Rock United, who have played pretty much every Rockin' Pod pre-party show since the beginning. And it's going to be a great night of rock and metal downtown in Nashville. It's just going to be a good party. So if you're in town, come out, hang out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I haven't announced it just yet as of this recording, but the MC is going to be none other than Aaron Camaro.
That's right. I'm going to be down there hosting the party in the name of rock and roll, and it's going to be easy because you guys know Rock United, amazing. Like Chris said, they've played pretty much every Rockin' Pod. That's got to tell you something about how good these guys are. And anybody that's been to one of those Rockin' Pod parties and has seen that band knows they're going to kick ass that night just like they always do. And Power Slave, in my opinion, the number one Iron Maiden tribute in the entire world. You're not going to find anything better unless you got a time machine. That's at Bowie's. It's coming up real soon. Come to town and party with us. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, I'll put the link in the show notes for the tickets, but also you can go to the Rockin' Pod Facebook page, and there's an event page there for it, and the ticket link's right there. On $20, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Shoot, yeah, you can't beat that. $20 for an awesome time. I'm going to host it, so you know it's going to be an awesome party.
That's right.
Good times. All right, so Radio Sucks has been a reoccurring theme on this show since pretty much the very beginning. And the idea behind this is that when Chris first contacted me about doing this, and I didn't really understand, you know, about podcasting just yet, but once he explained it to me, I was like, oh, it's like radio, but it doesn't suck.
Right.
It's like what radio should be. We could do that. And Chris is like, fuck yeah, we could do that. And I was like, that's amazing. And so Radio Sucks goes back in Decibel Geek history to pretty much the very beginning. And it's something we stand by because we came up in the era when radio was important. when little kids would sit with their cassette recorders and listen to the radio and wait for that song they wanted to hear and hit record real fast, you know, because that was how you got your music. Or if you were lucky enough to have cable, you know, back in the day, you'd watch Headbangers Ball or MTV, or you'd go to the grocery store with your mom so she could shop and you could look at the Hit Parader or the latest edition of Metal Edge or Rip or Circus or all the different rock magazines there were. Where are the rock magazines now? They're gone. Have you been to a Kroger lately? There's no Metal Edge on the shelf, I'll promise you that. Where's the Headbangers Ball? That's been gone for years. It's gone. And now radio, well, radio's pretty much been gone for years too, because it's just an algorithm now. They're just playing the same stuff over and over again. And if you listen to a show like this, it's because you are like us. And you want something a little bit deeper out of your music. You need something more than what radio can give you. And that's why you listen to a show like Decibel Geek. Today, we've got 10 bands. Some of them you've probably heard of. Some of them maybe not. But these are all bands that if Chris and I owned a radio station, they would be in heavy rotation. We would be excited to tell you about the new music coming out by these bands. And we'd want to tell you all about it. But we don't own a radio station. We own the Decibel Geek podcast. So that is exactly what we're going to do. Who's going first?
Why don't you go first this time?
Sounds good to me. Let's do it. All right, I'm going to kick this off with a band some of you probably know of and some of you maybe not. This band was formed in 1987 by a New York City performance artist named Corey Clark. And it was formed on a bet that he could put together the best rock and roll band in the city in half of a year. Within 9 months, his band Warrior Soul was signed to Geffen Records. That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. That's setting a goal and sticking to it and seeing it through. That's pretty amazing considering late 80s like that. A lot of people probably remember Warrior Soul. Like I said, some people not so much. This is one of those bands that at the time when they came out was at that strange transition. And I think they kind of sounded Seattle, but definitely looked Sunset Strip. That may have hurt them a little bit. In 1990, they released their debut album, Last Decade, Dead Century, but it really didn't go anywhere. And they released four more albums before splitting up in 1995. They reformed in the early 2000s and have released a lot of albums since then, and they've got a brand new one out in 2022. The album's called Out on Bail. If you don't know Warrior Soul, this could be an introduction because they've got a whole lot of discography for you to discover. But here's a taste of the new stuff. Brand new song. You're hearing it right here on the Decibel Geek podcast, and it's called We're Alive. Coming through in fire.
guilty by design, like a dagger thrust behind us by Republic scum and Democrats. We're alive, we're alive, and we are here together, standing by our friends. We're alive, we're alive, and we must rise together forever.
This new album, called Out on Bail, was just released earlier this year by Livewire Cargo Records in the UK. The CD and the digital download are available now on Amazon and at cargorecordsdirect.co/UK. They got a lot of cool stuff on that website, a lot of cool bands worth checking out. But new stuff from Warrior Soul. I didn't even know they were still around. They've been putting out albums all these years.
Yeah, that you were right. They definitely didn't get a fair shake that they should have gotten back in the early 90s, but they definitely have a cool, unique sound. I always call them my favorite counterculture metal band.
Yeah, they're different, you know. They're different for sure. I always remember that song, The Losers.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, and I looked when I was checking out that they had new music out, I was like, you know, what did I used to listen to by this band? And it was like, oh, yeah, I remember that song. And then looking back on it now, and it's like, that could have totally fit in with Alice in Chains or Soundgarden or anything like that. But then you kind of look at them, and they all got long hair. They all look like rockers, you know. They didn't know what was coming.
Yeah, I used to love that song, Love Destruction.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Yeah. Cool, man. Well, that's a good one to start out, get out of the gate good with that one. So for mine, definitely a band that most of our listenership is a fan of, I would think. I'm talking about Stryper, who released a new song this past week. This is the first single for their upcoming album. I don't think the album has a title just yet, but it follows a similar formula to the last few albums. But I do hear a little bit of their 80s output in this song. Robert Sweet comes in at the beginning with a Painkiller-esque solo on the drums, which is really awesome. Great vocals from Michael Sweet. Harmony vocals, as always, with Stryper that are great. Solo is a big highlight of this song. Great combination of shredding and melody and great playing. Here's the first single from Stryper's upcoming album. It's called Rise to the Call.
Rejoice!
like that.
Yeah, I'm excited to get their new album, and Perry sounds great on the bass. But yeah, it's gonna be cool to get a new Striper record this year.
Those guys have been hitting us with a lot of stuff, you know, between the solo projects and stuff in between, and new Striper albums all the time. And it's a great time to be alive as a fan of that band.
And Robert's also in that Clean Break band with James Durbin that we played a couple weeks ago.
That's right. That's some good stuff too.
Cool.
I love it. Any year with a new Striper album is a good year. We're going to have trouble, man. I was thinking about that as I was looking at the picks that I had and was looking at other new stuff that was coming out. Year end this year, the top best albums of 2022, it's going to be hard. If it ended today, I would have a hell of a time putting together a list.
Yeah, we still have, 5 months left to go?
I know it. And a whole lot of albums that are supposed to be coming out. That's awesome. I love it. Okay, I've got one for you here. This is pretty cool. This is a band that I've always felt have been so underrated over the years and don't ever get the respect that they deserve. I'm going to tell you about a band. They were formed in Aurora, Illinois in 1979, influenced by psychedelic rock bands of the 60s and Black Sabbath. They're considered to be the forefathers of doom metal. I'm talking about a band called Trouble. I'm guessing a good number of our listeners probably definitely know a little something about this band, but I'm also betting that there's probably a bunch that don't know anything about Trouble. They released their debut album, Psalm 9, with Metal Blade in 1984, and they'd release two more albums before the band completely falls apart in 1987. This is a band that their whole story is kind of tragic. 3 years later, after being reunited by Rick Rubin, they signed to Def American Records. They released a self-titled album in 1990 and an album called Manic Frustration in 1992 before they're dropped. So then they come back for one more album, 1995's Plastic Green Head. But the lead vocalist that's been with the band all these years, Eric Wagner, quits the band pretty much after that comes out. So then the rest of the band goes around, they gig around with a different singer for a little while, and then in 2002, they reunite with Wagner and begin working on an album called Simple Mind Condition. And that thing takes almost 5 years to complete and release, and when they do, it's only released in the UK by some little tiny label. And by 2008, Eric Wagner is out of the band again, and he'll never return. It's a crazy story with this band, Trouble. But amazing music that I got a feeling a lot of people have missed out on. So I want to give you a little taste of that. If I had a radio station, I'd be playing this band all the time. But since this is our podcast, I'm going to play it for you. From 2007, Simple Mind Condition, this is Trouble, and a song called If I Only Had a Reason.
So many people keep interfering. I know you're in distress with sorrow, my eyes can see. Pains me that you know how it feels to be like me. Sitting on the fence, faces of childlike innocence, reflections of a time when life seemed so real. Memories, some fill your heart deep down inside, they never heal. If I only had reason,
underrated band.
Yeah, these guys should be a household name. I mean, for influencing an entire genre of rock, you know, the doom metal thing, and being around all those years, but all the tragedy and the breakup and the drugs and, you know, the tale that's all too common in rock and roll, where it just, everything was so volatile all the time with them that it could blow up at any time. And of course, last year we lost Eric Wagner, died of complications with COVID.
I forgot about that.
So you're never going to get that original band back. I know a little bit later on, they got a different singer and released an album called Distortion Field, which is really good, but haven't done anything since as far as new music. I'd love to see them come back, but there is really good news for fans of Trouble and those looking to discover this band, as Hammerheart Records have remastered and reissued Plastic Greenhead and Simple Mind Condition, as well as a live album and an album of B-sides and rarities. That's all available now at hammerheart.com. It's very cool that those guys are bringing it back. They don't just reissue it. They're remastering these albums that have probably flown under the radar for a lot of people and are re-releasing them. And I was looking at their roster of bands that they got on there, and they got a lot of cool stuff. So if you're a fan of Trouble, you want to get into them, you want to get that vinyl, check it out at hammerheart.com.
I'm definitely going to check that out because I also want to see who else is on their roster. That sounds interesting. All right, going to go back to another familiar band to Decibel Geek listeners, and Tora Tora has released new music, which is always cool.
Yes.
And they've been working more independently after the previous Frontier Records release, Bastards of Beale. I actually talked to Anthony Corder a few months ago, because I'm like Eddie Trunk, and he's my friend, and everybody else is my friend.
He's everybody's friend.
That's right. But not Anthony's such a sweetheart of a guy. But I always love the bluesy rock sound that they bring. Anthony's voice still sounds top-notch, and I don't know about a new record coming out, but I know that they put out an awesome new single. Here's the brand new track from Tora Tora. It's called Go Where the Love Is.
So
man. I love it. It's just amazing to me nowadays that through this podcast, we got to like cultivate relationships with Tora, you know? And
yeah.
We talked about when we did our albums Unleashed on Wild America, how much that album meant to us when we were younger, and that how, again, like so many other bands, were on the cusp at that time when the whole music scene in rock changed. And then bands like Tora Tora and Roxy Blue, you know, who were just getting started, Tough, another one, you know, Enough's Enough, so many that were just starting to launch, got dropped dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're gone for all those years. But then there's guys like us that were fans of that stuff and go, geez, whatever happened to that band? And to know that after all these years, they're back and putting out amazing music is a trip, man, and I love it. And that song is amazing, and I'm hoping that that thing's going to be attached to an album's worth of songs that come with it. Come on, Tora Tora, keep it coming.
Yeah, me too. And I still want to see a show with Dirty Honey and Tora Tora because they sound so similar. And I was telling Anthony that the last time I met up with him, Dirty Honey, you know, the singer sounds so much like Anthony.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I've heard that from a few people.
Yeah, yeah, I bet. Because it's true. All right, keep it going. Got a couple more coming your way. Brand new music. You got to love it. It's 2022 and we're getting hit with it left, right, and center. Here's one of my all-time favorite bands. I've loved this band since the first time I seen them. I heard them. I've followed them all these years later. Talking about the Scum Dogs of the Universe, Gwar. Yeah, you know about Gwar. They're about the most amazing-looking band you could ever see. Put on some of the best concerts you could ever go to, and have over the years put out a lot of great music, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of heavy stuff. One thing I always liked about Gwar is the way they kind of fluctuated back and forth between like really heavy metal songs and also good catchy rock songs all on the same album. And in the last, you know, years of Dave Brocky's life, I kind of found like the Gwar albums were a lot more just metal, you know, really, really heavy stuff. And I always kind of missed where they would go back and just do like fun rock songs, you know, something with just a straight up riff that's not just mind-blowingly heavy, because they were so good at that too. But we hadn't got it for a while. And then, of course, years ago, Dave Brocky passes away. No more Odorous Urungus. The band carries on. Always wondered, you know, are they going to just ride off the legacy and just play shows as Gwar? Or are they going to actually come out with new music? Well, then we found out not too long after that, these guys still got it good. They come out with new music that fits right in with what Gwar was and still carries on the legacy that Gwar deserves. And now in 2022, Gwar's got a new album coming your way. It's called The New Dark Ages. But get this, it's not just an album. It's an accompaniment to a graphic novel coming out called The Duoverse of Absurdity.
That's cool. There's a few bands doing the graphic novel thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool the way that's taken off. There's a lot of artists, a lot of wrestlers, a lot of bands, you know, are getting in on that, and it's pretty cool. It reminds me of, remember Rock and Roll Comics when we were kids?
Oh, totally loved them.
It's basically that, but long form, you know, and this one is a story because, I mean, it's Gwar, so you got to have a crazy story. It's got to be something like the Duoverse of Absurdity if it's going to be Gwar. So it's going to be brutal, it's going to be gruesome, and it's going to be pretty damn funny, I would bet. So I want to give you a taste right now, and this is a perfect example of what I was talking about. Gwar, yes, they can do the heaviest of metal with the masters and blow it away and kick ass on it. But they're showing that they're still able to look back on the legacy and go, you know what? We used to do fun rock songs too, and this one I like. And who better to do a musical rendition of the classic tale of the Pied Piper than Gwar? So here it is, brand new, a tune called Rat Catcher.
Once upon a time in the village of Hamelin, job, so they hired an A-man. Showed him with my pipe, now the rats are gone. Drowned in the river, that's extermination. You got a knife.
nobody knows but me. It's not about the money, it's the principle. Keep your gold, it won't pay my toll, you see. I asked you once, ain't asking twice. I'm not.
I could almost hear that being done by Alice Cooper. It has that vibe to it.
Yeah, it's awesome. I like it a lot. And then they got another single out called The Cutter, which is really heavy, but they do that so well also. So no complaints on that. Right now, the digital download is available on July 15th. There's going to be the CD and the novel will be available. And then on September 18th, you can get your LP and cassette tape.
Wow.
Coming out. And if you go to guar.net to do it, there's all kinds of cool packages in there with posters and all kinds of extra stuff you can get. Guar lives. We got to keep them going. Check them out at guar.net. And Guar, man, they're always on tour. So if they're coming to your town and you've never gone to a Guar concert, be forewarned. I want you to wear a white t-shirt when you go, because that's going to be your souvenir when you walk out of there at the end of the night.
Yeah, your t-shirt magically changes colors after a Guar concert.
A little splatter paint action by Guar. You'll love it.
I shared the link to it a few days ago. I'm tempted to get a subscription to Shudder, which is like a horror movie subscription service, because they're putting out exclusively a documentary on Guar.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I saw the trailer the other day, and it looks really good.
Oh, man, I want to see that.
Yeah, I might just at least, maybe I'll have a free trial where I can watch it and cancel. I just don't do horror movies as much as I used to, but yeah. I definitely want to see that.
Yeah, for sure. That's amazing.
Yeah. All right, so for my next one, you guys may remember from Christmas in July in the past, we had our friend Denny Smith from The Great Affairs, who I've known Denny for over 20 years. He's another Nashville guy. Has been in bands like Bombshell Crush and Former and a bunch of stuff, and I've always supported him over the years, and he worked in Kiss circles for many years. Also, behind the scenes, told us some hilarious Donnie V stories, which I can't share on microphone right now, but Denny's still doing the music thing. He's got another album by The Great Affairs coming out this year called Strange Love. And they did an album in 2020 called Everybody Moves, Nobody Gets Hurt. It was their fifth LP. And then they that was put out during the pandemic, so they were pretty challenged as far as what they could do with that one. But they are putting out this EP now, and he sent me an advance copy of it, and it sounds really great. And I guess I would call this more like chill rock. You know, it's got the kind of a 70s vibe to it. But I think you guys are going to like this. Denny always does great songwriting, great voice, great guitar playing. The guitar playing on this tune is really great. This is the title track by The Great Affairs. It's called Strange Love.
Songwriter and a great storyteller and just all around awesome dude. You know, we talk about all the time, like there's bands out there that never made $1 million, that are so much more talented than billion-dollar bands.
Yep.
And this is a perfect example of that. Guys that have plugged away for years, you know, and have always believed in rock and roll. Denny's a perfect example of that. Never gave it up. Always kept going. Who are they on tour with right now?
I don't know who they're touring with. I know there's a show coming up, and then like on July 8th is when the EP comes out. I'll put a link in the show notes, but I do know they're playing a place out in Franklin here in Tennessee with another band that I'm playing later in the show.
Okay. I saw that. I thought they were on tour doing a show with somebody. I can't remember who, but I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. He's done a ton of road gigs, but yeah, I just have mad respect for Denny because even before Nashville turned into a rock and roll town, he was plugging away through a lot of lean years in Nashville for the rock scene. So he's still at it, still hitting it hard, and still putting out great music.
And as we always tell you guys, every single one of these bands we're talking about today, including the Great Affairs, they all got Facebook pages. At the very least, go give them a like.
Yep.
So that you can follow them and keep up with what's going on. Because, I mean, one day you might find that the Great Affairs are playing in your town. And you're going to go to somebody that likes rock and roll and go, we got to go see this band tonight. And they're going to go, I've never heard of that. And you're going to go, trust me. You're going to take them. They're going to be blown away. And they're going to be like, I'm impressed. You really knew what you were talking about. All because you listen to the Decibel Geek podcast, because you have exquisite taste in rock and roll music, and you're on the cutting edge. That's awesome. So follow these bands on Facebook at the very least, but mostly buy their new albums when they're coming out. Follow them what they're doing. Go to their shows when they come to your town. Go to their websites. Buy their merch. They got great t-shirts. Look, Guar, you know, look at all the stuff you get from Guar and all these other bands, you know, support them and keep them alive.
Absolutely. So what do you got next?
All right. Something makes me feel real good about talking about German metal. And that's what I'm going to do right now. I remember back in, don't chuckle. I remember back in 2017. Do you remember 2017? Yeah, you shocked the world when you put Gravediggers, that new album at the time, Healed by Metal, so high up on your year-end list.
Yeah.
I remember that. And that made me think about Gravedigger because I never really checked them out before. And they've got, God, they got so many. They got like 21 studio albums, I think. It may be more, a little less. I mean, it was a lot to count.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of material.
But that was the first time that I really ever paid attention to them. And that song you played that time was so good. I was like, I got to know more about Gravedigger. And so I started following them. Simple as that. That's how I know that on August 26th, they've got a new studio album coming out. And it's called Symbol of Eternity. They got a brand new video out for the song I'm going to play for you, which is just killer. It's, if you love metal, man, you got to love this band. You're going to love the video. It's got like a Templar Knights theme to it. It's really cool. Like I said, this one's coming out August 26th. The album is Symbol of Eternity. Hold on to your socks because they're about to rock them off. This is Gravedigger and Hell is My Purgatory. We'll be right back.
dig Gravedigger.
So good, man. So good. So if you want to get the regular version of that album, like I said, pre-order it August 26th. You can get it on Amazon. But if you want something special, you go to Empiricon.com, where you can get the special box set edition of this thing. That comes with two CDs, the brand new album and a live album. It comes with a Gravedigger flag. You get a poster. You get a book. You get a Gravedigger armband. And you get autographs all in this sweet-ass box for the brand new release of Symbol of Eternity. Empiricon.com. Empiricon is where you're going to find it. Gravedigger 2022. There you go. See how high that gets on your year-end list.
It's got a good shot because I love that song.
The video is killer, man. It's on YouTube right now if you want to check that out.
Will do. But yeah, and I love that the bands are offering special packages. And so, and I know they're kind of forced to because they're trying to fight against the tide of streaming and stuff. But it's cool. If you're a fan of physical product, you know, we are living in a good time because the stuff that comes out, you usually get a lot of bang for your buck.
Sure. I think that's all inspired by Japan and what the fans there demand from their artists. They don't just want a CD. They don't just want a record with a paper sleeve. They want the whole shebang. They want it all. And so that's what bands are starting to deliver more nowadays. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So for my, I got two picks left. And the members of this next band you're probably familiar with, other than the singer. But you might not be familiar with this new version of the band. You remember Boba Flex?
Yeah, oh yeah, I do.
So most of the guys in Boba Flex, minus the singer, you know, they broke up a few years ago. And they in 2019, the Lonely Ones got formed out of the ashes of Boba Flex. And I was a little, you know, I had reservations about how much I would like this because Boba Flex is a lot to live up to because that band was really good.
Yeah. And the singer was a huge part of that.
He was. And but the new guy, I think, is the singer's brother, actually, if I'm remembering right.
Because I think there were brothers in the band, yeah.
Yeah. But this new version of the band is different than Boba Flex, but I think you're going to like this. They've released a handful of singles since 2020. I still hope we get a full-length album release at some point. But until then, enjoy this ass-kicker of a track. It's the Lonely Ones with a song called Getting High.
Straight shot.
that.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah, I really like what I've heard from them. I just want to hear more because there's only a handful of singles so far. But yeah, hopefully we get more stuff from them soon.
Yeah, I'd like to hear a full-length album of that. But yeah, whatever. Just keep it coming. I had no idea about that. I loved Boba Flex.
Yeah, me too. Great
band. Like this. I might like this a little bit better even.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear more from them in the future.
That's badass, man. That's why I love doing these Radio Sucks shows. I mean, you turn me on to stuff. I turn you on to stuff. We turn all listeners on to stuff. They make comments in the comment section on the Facebook page and post, and they tell us about all the new stuff, and the rockin' world goes round.
That's right.
All right, so let me tell you about a new album coming out by a band that's got one of my favorite people I ever met in my life in it. Talking about Bryn Ahrens and the band Flip. You guys may have met him at the last Rockin' Pod because he was there hanging out, making sure we all recognize that Bill O'Coin should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, hanging out down there with Tom Feely. Just an awesome dude, man. Loved hanging out with him, would bump into him left and right all through the entire weekend, all through the different events. Talked to him about coming onto the show. We had a plan. We wanted to do an Albums Unleashed on the album Blow It Out Your Ass, because it was produced by Gary Corbett.
That's right.
And I know Bryn's got a whole bunch of really cool Gary Corbett stories, so that's something we need to really try to reach out to him and get to happen. Flip's a band that came out around the 2000s when nu metal was pretty big. And what drew my attention to this band was the fact that they were so much different than all the new bands coming out. And they had a real kind of a tongue-in-cheek, but almost like, I don't know, I could feel the Kiss attitude in them when they were new. And I didn't know nothing about them, but there was just something you could sense with this band. Like, while all these other bands are, you know, emulating Pantera, this band is doing something a little bit different. And that made me like them, and it made me give them a chance. And I ended up liking a lot of their music. And what I really loved the most about them was how unique they were. Were you a fan of Flip when they were new?
I remember being aware of them, and what was the name? I think the song was called Freak that they had a video for.
Yep, that's right.
And I remember that was, I think that was one of the first music videos I watched on the internet after it loaded for about 2 hours, because I remember the Bill O'Coin connection, and I think I read an interview with Bill O'Coin back in those days where he mentioned them, and then I looked them up, and I really love that song and that video. But I didn't do a deeper dive into them until, you know, you and me started the show, and I went back and listened to a lot of their stuff.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool, like, after all them years later, to actually learn something about the band and go, of course they had that spark of Kissness to them. You know, they were involved with Bill O'Coin, and Bill O'Coin saw that too, you know, and yep. That's why he would want to be involved with a band like that. So, I mean, if you're a Kiss fan, I think you like it, you know? And there's always little things in there that you'll see and be like, oh, that's totally paying homage to Kiss right there. You know, whether it be the artwork in the albums, the fact that they're on Rocksteady Records.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff like that. It's pretty cool. But this album was released back on May 6th. It's called Too Dumb to Quit on Rocksteady Records. I know on Bandcamp I was looking at it, and you can buy the digital download. They had some CDs, but they're sold out, so we need more CDs. I missed the boat on that, and I got to get one. Maybe if we pressure them enough, later on we'll get LPs down the line. Who knows? Either way, I'm just happy that there's a new album out by Flip in 2022. And here's a taste for you. This one's pretty awesome. I like it. It's called Brand New Day.
I often wonder why I worry so.
gotta love it, man. Got the guys back together, putting out great music. If you're a fan of that band from back in the day, there's nothing not to love about the new stuff. If you're someone just getting into Flip, hey, start here and work your way backwards. It works either way. But yeah, we got to get Brian on the show to do that Albums Unleashed with us and talk about Gary Corbett.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. So that leaves us one last pick. Before we get to your pick, you know, let's just remind everybody once again, we are a part of Pantheon Podcasts. Underneath the Pantheon of Greatness, that's where you'll find us, along with all kinds of other great music podcasts. It doesn't matter what kind of music you're into. It's not all just heavy metal and hard rock like us. There's all kinds of different stuff. So if you like any kind of music, you're going to find the good stuff in the Pantheon. PantheonPodcast.com. Peruse the roster. You'll find Cobras and Fire. You'll find the Shout It Out Loudcast. You'll find all kinds of good stuff there. Tell them that the Decibel Geek Podcast sent you, and we appreciate them very much. You want to become a Decibel Geek VIP? We just recorded a new episode of the Torpedo Dudes. We told you the last time that we released New Noise that we were saving the Kiss news for the Torpedo Dudes, and that's where you'll find it. Go to Patreon.com, look up Decibel Geek, pick your level of commitment, and get yourself hours and hours and hours. I'm talking hundreds of hours of backlogged audio archives, all the outtakes, all the extras, everything you could want from Decibel Geek extra, you're going to get by becoming a Decibel Geek VIP, including the Torpedo Dudes, new one out now. You guys enjoy that. Anything else? We've got the big party going on. Make sure you join us for that. Details at rockandpod.com. Gonna have details coming for the new Rockin' Pod real soon, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we're wrapping up final contract stuff, and I should have a date announced in the next couple of weeks.
People, it's that time of year where I can start bugging Chris all the time. Got any new updates? You guys love it when I do that. I know you do.
I sure do. I'm just kidding.
But other than that, we got all that cool stuff, plus our Facebook community group, our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, all that good stuff. We just appreciate you guys coming along for the ride with us and enjoying and also turning us on new stuff all the time. So let's hit it. What's the last song we're getting out of here with?
All right. So playing us out today is a band that listeners of the show are more than aware of. They ranked really high on my list for best of 2021 with their album, The Natives Are Restless. And they were also at Rockin' Pod. Remember Native Sons?
I definitely do.
So frontman Ashton Blake, just one of the more unique voices in rock and roll out there right now. Really young guy. I think he's in his early 20s. And they worked with our late friend, rest in peace, Bill Chavis, on High Vol Music back in the day. And but they pushed forward. They've had some lineup changes, but it looks like they've solidified their lineup, and they're putting out really great stuff. They put out a few songs this year. And actually, as I mentioned earlier, The Great Affairs and Native Sons, along with Blackheart Saints, are playing here in Nashville July 8th. Together in Franklin. So that's going to be a cool show. I'm happy that those guys are doing some local shows here. I'm going to try to make it. That's in between my two trips, but hopefully I can make it out there for it. But this is a great new song by the band. This is Native Sons with their latest single. It's called Red Leather Woman. And we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.